We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. The
Score! This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
You definitely better have that hand up fast. And so I was literally just talking yesterday to Andy about, you know, is this a little bit different? We may have to make some calls just by our eyes because of the time's down just a hair. And getting into that rhythm in season will be maybe a quick little adjustment of like how the umpires handle that.
I don't know if it's a quick little adjustment. If you're on top of it, maybe it will be for David Ross and the Cubs. Here to talk Cubs with us is Jim DeShays. He is on Twitter at Jim DeShays. And you can catch him on Marquee's season preview special tomorrow night, 6 p.m. And, of course, on Thursday, he will be in the broadcast booth kicking off his 11th season calling Cubs games.
Hear, hear.
Where does the time go? He joins us now on the Score Hotline presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. JD, what's up?
Not much. 11 years, yeah. It's gone fast.
It has gone fast. Have you enjoyed your over a decade in the booth for the Chicago Cubs?
Oh, man, it's been a blast. Yeah. I was very anxious to get here, and I've enjoyed every minute.
That's good. We were having kind of a Hayden Wisniewski society meeting earlier, talking about how much we really like what he does and him making the rotation. Obviously, you got a chance to call his games last year. What growth, if any, have you seen from Major League Hayden to spring training Hayden?
There's been an uptick in velocity, and I didn't catch it in his last outing when went up on the board at 97. I saw that after the fact, which blew me away because, last year he was a guy that was kind of 92, 93. Obviously he's found a little bit more in terms of velocity. But in terms of pitchability and the way he goes about it, he's basically the same guy. I mean, he came up last year and he had a real good idea of what he was trying to do. And he's got that a little bit of a unicorn with that sweeping slider that he uses so effectively. So I haven't really seen a whole lot different in him other than the fact that it looks like there's a little more velo there.
Were you surprised in any aspect of the Nico Horner extension?
Not really. I guess, it had been reported that they were talking so that they got something done. That doesn't really surprise me. I haven't taken a deep dive into, his service time and where he would rank versus other players with the same amount of service time, but it seems like a reasonable deal for both sides.
Did you ever go into arbitration meetings, JD?
No. And I never had an arbitration hearing. We always settled before any hearings.
Because I always wonder what those are like from the player perspective, and I've heard some nightmares.
I understand they're not a lot of fun. Yeah, because the Cubs the club is trying to justify not paying you what you feel like you should be paid. And in order to do that, they have to, kind of point out all your flaws. So to sit there and have to take that and listen to that is suboptimal, I would say. It can't be a lot of fun for the clubs either to have to present that case and then try to, shake hands and say, hey, no hard feelings.
As a color analyst, have you figured out the different, if there is a different rhythm for games now that we have pitch clock and shorter games overall, less space for you to do what you do?
Yeah, the inning breaks are quicker. In and out's got to be quicker. you know, sometimes you're going to have to sacrifice a lengthy story and try to make it a quicker story. But I think once we get into the flow of the season, it won't feel all that different. They're going to be outlier games. We had a game a couple days ago, hour 57. So there's going to be some games like that where it's going to feel rushed. But I think for the most part, in a 2 hour and 35, two hour 40 minute game, you're going to be able to, you know, get everything you need to get off your chest, off your chest.
Are there any new bells and whistles this year? I know that Marquee is always sort of experimenting with cool things, that you've had the wind currents with the vectors being shown, and there's always new technology being introduced. Anything we should be ready for?
Technology-wise, not that I'm aware of, but I'm not really necessarily clued in on all the production values that we bring to the table. I do know we've got, you know, Joe Girardi involved more this year than we have in the past. Joe's going to be on for, I think, 50 games. I know there's been some changes in the studio with personnel. But as far as the technology stuff, I do not know.
Last week, Dan and I, when we were talking about Seiya Suzuki, we were feeling pretty bad. Now I feel like we should maybe feel a little bit better. What are you hearing?
Yeah, I'm hearing the same thing you guys are hearing, that it looks like he's coming along more quickly than maybe they anticipated. Got to be careful with obliques, right? They can be real touchy. If you rush back, you could blow it out and you're out for an extended period of time. But the reports are good. I know he played in the field yesterday, played three innings out in right field. I think he's getting more active in the cage and some of the swinging he's doing. Yeah, I think it's looking promising that he'll be back sooner rather than later, whatever that means.
So what other notes did you have when you were seeing how the roster is finalizing here, with the idea that Christopher Morel, who had that incredible start to the season last year, tailed off a bit in the second half, still finished above water as far as WRC plus at 108, that he started the year at AAA just so he can play and get his innings in rather than being sort of the super sub that had been envisioned for this year. I take it as a really good sign that if you have the luxury of having him at AAA, that means this roster is getting better. How else do you look at the way it's being put together?
Yeah, I agree. You know, his call up last year was a necessity. I don't know that, you know, the powers that be considered him ready to play at the big league level. I think he surprised us all how good he was early on, but there's some holes in his game. You know, the swing can get a little long at times. There's plenty of swing and miss there. And I think he's got to tighten up defensively too. He's one of those guys who can play a lot of different places in the field. But I think that, you know, there's some shortcomings defensively too. But he has so much talent physically. I think he will benefit from playing every day. And I don't know exactly what he will do position wise down there. But if he can tighten some things up defensively, and kind of find a primary position at least, I think there's a lot of value there in a guy who can move around the field. But you would like to feel real comfortable if you ever had to say Christopher Morel is a, you know, fill in the blank, a third baseman, a second baseman, a center fielder, whatever he is, as a primary position. I think that would be advantageous. But you're right. You know, the fact that they went out and signed some free agents, they have some depth in the organization. There is not a necessity to put him on the roster. He can go down there and get a ton of at-bats and improve his game.
What do you think Rossi's going to do in close and late situations in the bullpen?
I think he's going to, depending on the pocket of hitters that's due up, he's going to call on any number of guys. I think Fulmer, Boxberger will certainly be in play. Michael Rucker could elevate and, you know, get some high leverage situations. If it's left-handed hitters, Hughes, when healthy, Leiter, it will have some opportunities. I think it's going to be a feeling out process for Rossi first, you know, 2-3 weeks of the season, maybe beyond that. And he may never settle on a guy as his closer. He may just play the matchup game. And I'm intrigued to see that play out. I think it's going to be really interesting.
When you're looking for a guy to be a high leverage reliever, you specifically, JD, what are the things that you want to see that person do?
Not freak out from one day to the next.
I want to see that guy throw strikes, keep the ball in the ballpark, and not walk people. Having said that, there's, you know, we all saw Mitch Williams do his thing. there's been any number of guys over the years that high walk rate guys, but they strike out enough people and they keep the ball in the ballpark where they can protect leads. You know, it's for me, this, I think there's a lot of guys on big league rosters that could do the job physically. It's just how do you handle the ups and downs of it? If you go through a rough patch, are you able to kind of turn the page quickly and go out and compete? That's the difference maker. Stuff obviously matters, but I think the mental part of it is maybe more important.
Why do you think it's so difficult for guys that are excellent sixth, seventh, eighth inning guys to transition to being ninth inning guys?
Yeah, well, I'm not so sure it is that difficult. I think some guys fail at it. I think what happens a lot of times is clubs decide to give a guy an opportunity, and if he fails, they go, yeah, see, he doesn't have the makeup, and we'll go find somebody else from either outside the organization or we'll try a plan B. I just have a sense that if you can pitch effectively in the seventh inning in a tight game, you should be able to pitch effectively in the ninth inning of a tight game. And remember, when you talk about safe situations, how many of them are one-run games with the middle of the lineup up, right? So many times there are two- or three-run leads, and maybe you're at a weaker spot in the batting order. I think a lot of it depends on how the manager sets a player up for success. If he's new to the role, if he can find him some soft landings to get comfortable, start to gain confidence, then I think that guy could ultimately be just fine in that role. And that's the kind of the fine line, because there are serviceable ninth inning guys, and then there are, you know, they're really good ones, and there are elite ones. And I think the elite ones obviously stand out way above, you know, head of the class kind of stuff. But I think there's a lot of guys that can do a credible job in that role.
What's your level of concern for Dansby Swanson, considering how poorly his spring training has gone offensively?
Very little. Obviously, he would like to have performed better. It can't be a whole lot of fun for him to come over here and sign that big contract and be the guy that's getting all his attention and then scuffle the way he did in spring. He swung well at the end. You know, he had the home runs there, back-to-back games. So he's starting to click a little bit. But yeah, I'm one of those guys, Dan. I put very little stock in spring training numbers and performance, especially for players in their prime. If it's a real young kid that we don't know much about, or if it's an older guy who could be slipping, then I think it matters. But for a player in the middle of his prime, I don't get too worked up about spring training numbers.
As a fan, JD, I loved the WBC. Like, I just loved it. I don't know how much of it you consumed, but I'd love to know what you thought of it. And if you do have some improvements, how would you go about improving it?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't given that a whole lot of thought. I watched some. I didn't watch a ton of it. I obviously paid attention to the results and all the buzz that it created. I mean, the huge numbers in Phoenix for the ball games there. And I love the enthusiasm with which the world kind of watched the games. I don't know. How are we going to fix it? Do you have a fix?
I've got no fix.
I'm doing it at a different time. It's just, this is trite, right? It is what it is. It's a really interesting exhibition series. I don't know that it could ever rise to the level of something like the World Cup in soccer, just because of the timing of the baseball season and the fact that, you know, pitchers are limited in how much they can throw. If it ever got big enough where teams were willing to sacrifice their top players for 2 weeks in the middle of the season, and pitchers were able to go out there and throw 100 pitches in high intensity situations, and if somebody got hurt, so this is the most important thing. I don't think we're ever going to get to that point with the WBC.
Could you imagine yourself playing in something similar to it?
That would have been a gas. Yeah, I would have loved to have done it. It's trying to, how do you take it to that next level? And I don't have an answer. I don't know how you do that. The USA could probably get out a better pitching staff, right? But guys are hesitant to go do that when they're trying to prepare for the regular season and, focusing on trying to win a championship with the team that they're currently on. So as long as there's that tension,
it's hard for the WBC to kind of take that next step.
When you were talking
maybe it doesn't need to, right? Because right. people go and it's a lot of fun and yeah.
You were discussing pitching. You used the term soft landings as far as finding a place to get a guy in there and maybe develop a high leverage reliever, end of game guy. And I've been thinking about leverage as it pertains to a given season, going back to what Jed Hoyer said last October about how good teams blow teams out and the significance of the number of close games the Cubs had to play last year and how these teams around in the middle, if they're getting there, really don't want that. It's just, it revs the engine at these high RPMs for too long. And the value, especially early in a series, of winning a game 8-0 or winning a game 11-2 and just being able to then schedule your pitching staff, your the whole back end, or telling somebody you don't have to play the rest of this game, and what that does to just to keep your system fresh for a whole season. It makes perfect sense to me the more I think about it. But then I'm thinking, can you strategize for it? Can you be like, well, you know what? We're up 4-0, but let's go for the blowout today because of what it could mean for the rest of the series or how it could help us later in the week.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, I think, and if you're managing, right, you've got, if say you've got a, 6-1 lead in the seventh and you want to get somebody off his feet. So there's value in doing that, giving a guy a couple innings off, but there's also value in let's keep pushing and, you know, see if we can rest our bullpen for a day or two because we got a 13-1 lead here in the eighth inning. I don't know how much managers think about that, talk about that. I'm guessing not a whole lot. Conversely, the thing you always hear in a dugout when a team is getting beat late is let's give them a finish. And that's exactly what you have in mind. Mm-hmm. Let's keep pushing, try to score some runs here, force the other manager to use a couple of his bullpen arms to finish out a ball game. So we talk about it all the time on the losing end. Let's give them a finish. We tend not to talk about it that much when you have the lead as to how you're going to play the game. It's usually more about just aligning your bullpen to finish off and make sure you win the game. And that goes to the whole conversation about, what's bush league and what's not. Are you mm-hmm. stealing bases with an 8-0 lead in the seventh inning? Is that justifiable or not? Are you afraid somebody's going to get, a fastball under their chin because you've done it?
Right. Not to mention the use of position players as pitchers that has right. skyrocketed the last couple of years.
Right. Yeah. And I think we're evolving. It seems to me like more of the modern managers are starting to buy into, not all of them, and, it's case by case, are buying into, like, I'll manage my team, you manage your team. If you want to keep running when you're up, 8-1 in the seventh inning, that you've got your reasons, and I'm not going to freak out about it. We still see gamesmanship. We still see people get annoyed and push back and either do things on the field or say things after games. But it seems to me like there's been a little bit of a switch in the thinking that way, that clubs are more interested in just taking care of their own house and not worrying too much about the guy on the other side of the field.
JD, thanks as always. Here's to another terrific year and looking forward to having you as a season-long presence in the house as Cubs games. It's not going to be 4 hours of presence anymore, but it will be enjoyed nonetheless.
Yeah, fewer Seinfeld references and dad jokes, I guess, but we'll have fun nonetheless.
Just has to be a little bit more efficient with it.
That's right. We all do. We got to be more efficient in our viewership as well.
Tighten it up.
Yep, we will. Thanks, JD.
All right, guys. Great to be with you.
That's Jim DeShays of Marquee Network, the Chicago Cubs television analyst.
And we should remind you, opening day is coming up, and you know what that means?
What?
That means that BetMGM and 670 The Score are teaming up to celebrate opening day at Sluggers. We'll be there, 3545 North Clark in Wrigleyville. Join us Thursday, March 30th for a pregame party leading up to first pitch. Woo! We're going to party. Woo! You know how you know it's a party? Because Zach's going to be there.
Well, that's automatic.
So we're going to be there. We're going to be doing our show from 10 until 12:45. And then Cubs pregame is going to take place with Zach Zaidman.
Zach attack.
Leading up to first pitch. It looks like the day is going to be pretty decent on Thursday for a little bit of baseball.
Nice enough for me to walk from home?
Yes. And it should be fine for the game, and then there's talk of some rain like afterwards, but the temperature and should be good to go. So stop by, say hello, grab some swag. I hope that they have I did an appearance for Remy Martin and it was awesome. We had 670 The Score bottle openers.
Oh.
I really hope that we still have a bunch of those and we can give them out.
You know, I could have used one the other day because I was at my kids' game and I rented a Cermak, as I always do.
Got a Jarritos? South
Hall said, no, I got a Topo Chico, which I always have to say like Ed Sullivan. No one understands why I say Topo Chico, but I have to every single time. Don't give me that look, Ray. It was because of a
Topo Gigio,
yes,
right?
It was because of a puppet mouse named Topo Gigio, who was part of the Ed Sullivan Show. So when we were in Mexico,
the Ed Sullivan Show.
You broke Dan, Lawrence.
Hey, I got broken earlier.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
Topo Chico. And it was in our villa in Mexico. So every time I saw it, I would say it that way and try to. So now the other day, Jason was like, hey, grab me a Topo Chico. I'm like, ha!
Now you're doing
it. Yes, you're infected. Yes, now you. And you don't even know why you're saying it that way. So where was I going with this? That I bought one and I walked out of Cermak and it wasn't a twist off.
I guess.
What the hell am I supposed to do?
Topo Chicos aren't usually twist offs.
They're not?
Are they? No, not the glass bottles.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, well, I didn't know. So I'm standing there with it. I'm really thirsty.
Don't have a bottle opener on your keychain?
No, he's 53 years old. What are you talking about?
What's that say about me?
College student? No. So.
Do you also want him to have a chain for his wallet?
No, but there's like these.
Studs has one.
I know
so
he does.
There's like these five guys that are always on the corner.
They make burgers.
By McGuane Park.
Oh.
It's like these dudes. They hang out. There's like the Goodwill store there and the Walgreens. And they're always like outside just kind of hanging. They're like a Greek chorus that just is there all the time. And I said, one of the guys had a bottle opener. I'm like, thanks, dude.
Your soft Bernstein should have used your teeth.
No, I was like, hey, I presumed these guys are always drinking. Like they're always standing on the corner of, what is it? 29th or 30th in Halstead?
Yeah.
In McGuane. And the guys are always there at the corner behind the backstop, usually drinking. Like, somebody's going to.
Singing doo-wop.
Well, they would. If this were, you know, 60 years ago, they would be.
Living just enough for the city.
No, what's the one from Rocky? Take it back. Do-do-do-do. Right, the oil drum with the fire in it, warming their hands.
I was doing New Jack City.
Oh.
But thanks a lot, jerk.
Well, sorry. It was the other street doo-wop I could remember.
I saw this. I came to the gym a couple Saturdays ago.
Topo Chico.
So I get here, you know, right when the gym opens up. Like, it's nice and easy. There's literally nobody in there. I get a good workout in.
The best.
And when I pulled into the parking lot, and it had clearly been a great Friday night inside the parking lot at Prudential Plaza.
Uh-oh.
Dan, I took a picture of...
A bunch of bloodstains.
No, well, yes, but there are six...
Bodies everywhere, dead hookers.
Six empty Topo Chico hard seltzers.
There you go.
Someone was in here parking lot pimping. Because, I mean, think about, like... How, did you have six people with you, or was it two people doing three? Like, it was. I was like, oh, look at that, and just left them in a parking space.
You know, one of the worst jobs I ever had was at an auto parts store.
Dead hooker.
Auto parts store behind a bar, and so every Saturday morning and Sunday morning, I got stuck cleaning the parking lot that people used that were hanging out in the bar and then doing activities behind the bar in the parking lot.
Oh.
So I'm sweeping up all sorts of used nasty things.
That's like Coney Island whitefish, and yep.
Or the old parking lot at Belmont.
Dustpan full of used condoms.
That's
horrible, man. Horrible life.
I was living. They call them Coney Island whitefish. They'd find them under the boardwalk down by the sea.
I hate you.
What?
I got the reference, you jerk.
Yeah, I know you did.
Oh, God, that stupid.
That alley. Do you remember the time that Riles came in just like because of the size of the rat that he saw in the back?
Hey, man.
And he thought it was a dog, but it was a rat. Because he looked at it again, and he's like, no, it was bigger than that. I said, are you sure? Like, it might have been a raccoon. He's like, no, it was a rat.
Hey, man, those Belmont Cragen rats are not playing. They are out here in these streets. What are we doing next?
Stupid? The NFL showing its ass.
Oh, right. Our really serious segment. Our one really serious segment.
We save it.
Yeah, I guess we could save it. I don't know. Should we? No, I mean, it's topical.
Okay.
Let's do that. We'll get back to that next here on The Score.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Bernstein and Holmes Show.
Dan Bernstein, Lawrence Holmes, powerhouse pairing, 10 to 2 every day.
On 670 The Score.
I am not in charge of the newsroom, can I answer your question?
Anytime, Roger. Anytime you want to answer Jim Trotter's question, because that was the one guy, Jim Trotter, the one guy from NFL Network and NFL.com who made sure to follow up on everything that was said year to year about diversity initiatives. And when asked directly about, well, what happened to all that stuff that you paid all that lip service to? We never got a good answer.
And then, surprise, surprise, his contract is not being picked up at NFL Network. I mean, I know that this isn't an issue of Jim finding work. He's too good of a journalist to not find work. But it looks terrible. Now, to be fair, I'm going to bend over backwards to be fair to the NFL. Clearly, they are making massive cuts, as is every sports media entity out there. ESPN is probably going to cut somewhere between 5,000 and 7,000 jobs. NFL Network, we heard that the number is pretty big over there too. So this could be Jim being one of the more senior people at NFL Network. This could just be a cost-cutting measure. It could also be totally vindictive. And it feels like with such a high-profile question-and-answer session, not just this year but the year previous, about increasing the diversity inside of the newsroom at NFL Network, when you have it be so public and then you see that Trotter is not being brought back, it looks really bad for the NFL.
Jim Trotter was on the Richard Deitch podcast, Sports Media with Richard Deitch, and Richard Deitch followed up and said, hey, you spoke about all those concerns directly to the person in charge. Have you heard back from anyone in the NFL?
I've not heard from anyone from the league office. I've not heard from the senior manager in the newsroom. I've heard from one person, and that is one of the editors in the newsroom who I was crossing paths with as I entered the stadium. And we had a conversation just about why I asked the question that I ask and where he is on this whole issue. And that is it. And truthfully, Richard, I think that's the most disappointing thing to me is that if you're serious about this, I mean, really serious about it, genuinely serious about it, and I raised this question to you a year ago, and no one from the league office has reached out to me one time to say, let's have a conversation and see if we can come up with ways to address some of these issues. It makes me question whether or not you're really that serious or whether all of these statements are just performative gestures to kind of deflect what's actually going on.
What makes me feel awful is, I don't know this for a fact, even though I have plenty of friends over at NFL Network. This is me making an assumption. I assume that Jim is not really speaking for himself. That it happens in our business. But you and I have probably had similar conversations with people who bring stuff to us because we are senior members of an organization and they want to try to get an understanding, and something that's said by us to management is maybe dealt with differently than it would be by someone who isn't as tenured as we are. Mm-hmm. So the part that I feel bad about is there are some people that were already terrified to say anything, and they probably have had in-depth conversations with Jim about some of this stuff.
And now there's more of a chilling effect.
And now they see that Jim is not going to be in that newsroom anymore. And it's like, oh, if that can happen to him, what can happen to me?
When we come back, dueling broadcaster impersonations. Who do you think did his better? That it's actually, well, one entertainer and one broadcaster,
yeah,
impersonating people from the world of sports.
Correct.
And both very entertaining. So you'll get to decide when we come back on The Score.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score.
Beverly drives it. I want to take the Lakers out of the playoffs, he said.
They said he's too small. He didn't say LeBron James was too small. Oh, my goodness.
Patrick Beverly, man.
Now, that led to Stacey doing some fun stuff that we'll get to in a second.
I'm a little concerned about what might happen to Patrick Beverly tomorrow.
Do you think LeBron's going to have a little something for him?
I mean, I know that he was kidding, and he even said it like right after he did it, but that was a don't tug on Superman's cape moment, mm-hmm. and I got a bad feeling about what happens tomorrow.
On April 3rd, Sox opening day, the Bernstein and Holmes show is going to be live on The Score. 10-2 at Cork and Kerry at the Park, 33rd in Princeton. You can enjoy an ice-cold Miller Lite before the White Sox take on San Francisco. It's brought to you by Miller Lite. Tastes like Miller Time Chicago. Celebrate responsibly. Really looking forward to that. One of our favorite places, and hope it's an absolutely lovely day. So after Patrick Beverley did that, there was a certain courtside fan there in Shannon Sharp who I guess was going back and forth a little bit with Patrick Beverley. And out of nowhere, Stacey King unveiled his Shannon Sharp impersonation.
Let me tell you, Skip, I appreciate what Patrick Beverley said. The Patrick Beverley used me, a Laker.
All right, I don't think that that's a great... I mean, it's funny. I don't think that's a great Shannon Sharp. I've heard
it's a caricature.
I've heard better ones of Shannon Sharp. And don't mess with Uncle Shannon, man. Uncle Shannon don't play.
They called him Shay Shay.
He ain't here for the play. And I know that Stacey's a big man, but... Uncle Shannon is about that life, yeah, boss.
Yeah, but Stacey's got him. I mean, size.
He's got 100 pounds on him.
Easily,
you know, and probably like 6-7 inches on him, right? Because Shannon's was 6'4", 6'5".
Stacey's 6'10".
Yeah, I'm just saying. Not here for the play. That was pretty good. How about Kenan Thompson on SNL being Kendrick Perkins?
Stephen A., with all due respect, Steph Curry is the worst player to ever play the game of basketball. I mean, sure, he scored 32 last game, but my man Luka got a 40-piece, and then he pulled down 8 biscuits and threw in some extra sauces. Okay? Your man Steph is too short. The boy needs a ladder to comb his own hair.
There's a little Cosby in that.
Yes, there is.
Isn't there?
Yes, there is.
There's a pacing in that speech pattern that's a little jello pudding pop.
How long is Keenan? Is Keenan been on there 17 years? Does that sound right? Is he the longest tenured member of SNL ever? I think he is.
Wow.
I don't think anyone has been on the show longer than Kenan Thompson.
He's been on there 20 years.
Oh, my God.
Dude.
And isn't there good?
He broke the record for the longest tenured cast member previously held by Daryl Hammond, who was on there for 14 years.
That's 20 years.
And the truth is, nobody's going to want to hear this. That show is really difficult to make.
Yes.
To start from scratch every week with a different star.
That has a different level of talent.
And all of the what goes on in the writer's rooms and anybody who's, if you've read all the, I mean, it's not what it used to be. It's not the same just debauched bacchanalia of cocaine and that it used to be. But it's still.
The after party is.
It's still high intensity and it's still high variance and lots of screaming, lots of egos, and especially among the writers. And a lot of the people on the cast are writers. So.
And that's how they got their start.
Good for him.
20 years. Is there going to be a new Good Burger movie? Is that what he and Kel?
Yeah, it's been confirmed.
See, look at him bringing his boy up with him, too. Good for them. Good for Good Burger. I think his Kendrick Perkins was better than Stacey's Shannon.
Agreed.
Skip.
The boy needs a ladder to comb his own hair.
We will talk with Parkins and Spiegel, see what type of impersonations they do next here on The Score.
Let me tell you, Skip, I appreciate what Patrick Beverley said. Patrick Beverley used me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball
your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.